better get yourself a new one.
Sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first. And my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
And good morning. Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday, and it means it's time for a noise here. A very, very, very sick Luke Mead here at the helm. In fact, this show today is basically going to be focused on... I took work off yesterday and just listened to music and stuff, and a lot of the stuff that I listened to, I was like, hey, this would sound good today. So we're going to focus on a lot of that. And then we've got some new stuff coming up later in the hour. But if you ever want to hear anything, don't hesitate to give me a shout. I'm really sick, so we could probably get something working for you. But I was listening to this yesterday, and this kind of made me feel, well, not sicker, but not even better. But either way, this is Innocent Akis off of Electroacoustic Music, Orient Occident Part 3. And top of the hour to you, some Norwegian black metal to start your afternoon off with. Fresh from jail, that was Burzum, better known as Varg Verkens, off of his solo, or his debut solo album, Ask, with Spell of Destruction. Before that, we had something brand new from the ever-enigmatic Okrillum. We have received albums from this artist in the past. Not very much information given out on the interweb. Only thing, his MySpace page is delightfully ambiguous. But Okrillum have a brand new album out on Hydra Head Records entitled On Win, and that was released on February 5th of this year. So available in finer, heavier record stores. Okrillum, On Win. And we started off there with some modern composition, all the way back to 1960, Yannis Xenakis with Orient Occident. While unusual at the time for its structural continuities and sonic transformations, it can now be heard coming out of the most recent styles of music concrete aesthetics. And that is an absolute masterwork of the genre and a very, very, very important piece of modern classical music. Yannis Xenakis with Orient Occident off of the electronic music album released from Nonesuch Records. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. A very, very sick Luke Meat here. And we're going to keep it going. We left you with the frozen ice caps of Norway, and we're going to get into the frozen ice caps of Sweden. There has been finally released a compendium 4-CD box set that goes with the book, The Essence of Swedish Progressive Music. If you can't handle the 471 bands that they cover in the encyclopedia, I would suggest you pick up this 4-CD box set if you're interested in anything mildly psychedelic and progressive from this mysterious, wonderful country. That's going to, the next half hour is going to be dedicated to, we're going to start with the band that kind of started it all. One of the biggest collections, one of the most important bands in the Swedish progressive movement. This is Parson Sound with Solve Got Rose Marie.
Yeah. February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CITR.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon?
Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out. Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset on Wednesday, February 20th, and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon. For more info, visit www.citr.ca.
To participate, dial 1-866-763-4136. Call toll-free.
They say you don't want people giving you too much?
No, well, you don't want to see, like, when you panhandle, people like you to come up with some clever kind of saying. And it's really unique, because every individual's got what's going to make them laugh, and you may not even understand why they're laughing.
Yes, indeed. That starts at 2 o'clock today. The International Homelessness Marathon in CITR is one of the participating stations in this cross-country event. 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock. And stay tuned for a feature at 5 done by our very own CITR's News 101 crew magazine on Vancouver's homelessness problem. And yeah, stay tuned. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR. That last half hour of music, let me tell you a little story about it. Focused on the Swedish progressive and psychedelic scene, we started off with all the way back to 1967. In 1967, composer Terry Riley came and performed his minimalist classic In C, and that had a huge impact on quite a handful of musicians. It's almost comparable to the Sex Pistols playing in Manchester. Only 27 people were there, and all 27 of them started a band. Pretty much the same thing in Stockholm, Sweden. And this one collective that started kind of the sound of everything was the band Parson Sound. And that was the first group you heard there at the top of the hour with their single Sov Gott Rosemarie. Was never released properly. They never put out a proper album. However, there is a fantastic reissue out on Subliminal Sounds. Now, it's not cheap, I've got to warn you, because it is released with the support from the Swedish National Council for Cultural Affairs. So Sweden's recognizing that they had a fantastic group within Parson Sound. Parson Sound disbanded and then became several different side projects. The one you heard after that was one of those side projects, International Harvester, who took the name from that single from Parson Sound to name their first and only album, Sov Gott Rosemarie. We heard There Is No Other Place, available now on Silence Records. After that, they disbanded again, bringing in some more members, losing a few old ones, and just simply changed the name to Harvester. Released one record called Himat. We heard something off of that. Kristallen den Fina, which means beautiful crystal. And then the other offshoot of Parson Sound is Tradgrass Oxtener, which means trees, rocks, and stones. We heard something off of their debut album. And of course, it was their cover of All Along the Watchtower. And also, to finish off the set, something out of the 4-CD box set, The Essence of Swedish Progressive Music. We heard the Baby Grandmothers, a very, very influential band in the Swedish prog scene. And believe it or not, they only released one 7-inch. And you heard that there. Being is more than life. So as I go through this enormous box set over the next coming weeks, you'll be hearing everything you didn't want to know about Swedish prog and psychedelic rock. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR. Stay tuned. In 1 hour, we'll have, like I said, we will have The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmentalist show. And then at 2 o'clock, we will be kicking off with the Homelessness Marathon. We're going to keep it foreign still, though. This is my definition of world music. Einstein Neubauten, by request, with Ich hat ein Wort.
Ich hatte ein Wort, ein langes, selbstgezimmertes wie eine Rinne. Mit Rädern schmal, wie ein Einbaum oder etwas, das Zement leiten soll. Ein Model zwar, windschnittig und windschief, war bei Mainz. Ich hatte ein Wort, ein rundes, rund wie eine Orange. Es hat mitunter mitternachts den ganzen Innenraum mir erhellt. War nach der Natur bewachsen, einem Foto des Mondes neben dem Bett. Irgendwer hat die Bedeutung mir verdeckt. In einem Winkel ganz weit weg, auch noch versteckt. Ich hab keinen Beweis. Widerstrebend. Es wuchs eines Tages mit kleinen Köpfen beiderseits aus meiner Haut. Zu dritt dann morgens im Spiegel haben wir uns angeschaut und haben's nicht geglaubt. Irgendwie hat es sich mir dann auch entdeckt. Es hielt sich nicht länger in seinem Winkel versteckt. Da war der Beweis. Thank you.
Something New there by Sigur Rós. When I say new, I mean old. It's a reissue of two EPs, Harf and Heim. One of those, that track you just heard there was called Schalka. Before that, by request, some Einstürzen der Neubauten off of Alles wieder offen with Ich hatte ein Wort. Jesus, with the German industrial and the Swedish Prague and the Icelandic ambience of my accents are getting a hell of a workout today. Yeah, stay tuned. Only 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to have a little bit, kind of some more noisier noise here. This is the Hafler Trio. And like I said at the top of the show, I'm very sick right now. And this is the kind of stuff I like listening to when I'm sick. The Halfler Trio off of All That Rises Must Converge with Myriologue Number 2. It's subtitled Calenture. Pretty hard to find stuff nowadays. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up with the Nihilist Spasm Band, who I did play a couple weeks ago. And I try not to repeat myself that much, but we have something new from them in the form of the Brampton Indie Arts Festival, which is a festival that happens in Brampton, Ontario every year. And it's a celebration of eclectic art in all media. Started in 2000, and it's been going strong ever since. They always send us a CD here. And this is a great comp of a lot of pretty well-known Canadian artists. Hayden, Cuff the Duke, Trevor Dunn, the Rio Statics, Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall. But it has the Nihilist Spasm Band on it. But funnily enough, the recording they decided to pick from the Nihilist Spasm Band was from their only Vancouver performance at the Western Front that happened 2 years ago, and I just happened to attend this show. So this kind of hits close home to me, and it's a great tune. It is mistitled on this CD. The real title for the song is Meat Eater, but they cite it as Man Eater here on the CD. But either way, hope you enjoy this. This is the Nihilist Spasm Band. This will be the last track we play. Thanks for listening. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Selection 4, Meat Eater. I didn't crawl to the top of a food chain to eat salad. I'm a meat eater, a consumer of bloody protein. Predacious, tough. I'm a meat eater, a carnivore. Preserve vegetables. I'm against planticide. I'm a meat eater and I'm okay. Give me red meat, lamb and veal appeal. Baby seals are scrumptious. Fish is for fools. Whale is wonderful. Celery is obnoxious. Dolphins are delicious. Hot blood is what I need. Scurvy is preferred to dead plant consumption.